Bro, what's up?
Dude, just watching the dating game.
Right on. Hey, dude, guess what tonight?
What?
Pool party, my house.
Welcome to Pool Party Radio. This is the number one Chechnyan podcast in all of North Korea. I'm your host, Parker, joined as always by Razor Babes, Frizz Babe. How are you doing?
Doing well. It's been a while.
It has. We took some time off. We decided that we wanted to be a two times a month podcast, one of those crazy podcasts that do that sort of thing. And then we changed our minds because we miss each other and we miss everybody. We miss the people listening and we miss each other.
We miss talking about it with our other podcast bros. Like, hey, how'd you record this week? Oh, I didn't record this week. That doesn't really happen that much, but still, I feel like we're missing out, right?
Yeah,
like,
I got jealous of our other podcast bros. Everybody else is putting stuff out there. Oh, look at us. We're a logical contraption. You know, we're doing Radio Valencia. We're all together having fun. And then meanwhile, I was only having half the fun podcasting I normally do. I've been having fun with those Kevin Mosses. Kevin Moose, Sean yeah. Balrog, but that's only half the fun that I'm destined to have per week. So I sat, you know, half the week I was sitting here lonely, pining away, jealous of other podcasts, and wanted to talk to my podcast bro, Jason Frizzbabe.
Yeah, but it gave us time to do some zen-like self-reflection, or just pining away, I guess. What did you do with your time off?
Well, I bought a TV. Me and the wife bought a TV. I talked about it a little bit on Junk Food Dinner, but I'm very excited to finally watch things in HD. I've been collecting Blu-rays for a while. They haven't really done anything for me until now. Now I'm watching Crank 2 in all its intended glory. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful time.
It just pops, doesn't it?
It's so pretty. When Chev Chelios puts that shotgun in that guy's anus, man, it looks beautiful, just like the filmmakers intended.
It's like you can almost smell it.
Mm-hmm. You can certainly see it. It's crisp.
See, you mentioned that's how it's intended, but I don't know how much I'm sold on that prospect, because the last time I tried to watch something on a high-definition TV, it looked way too crisp. I think I talked about this before. It was The Hobbit. And I said, hey, this looks like a video game. And then I was watching with a lady, and we both got kind of down and out from my statement, because all we could see was a video game. From that point forward, like watching this film, like every sweeping shot of a city, it's like, oh, that's a video game. Okay.
Yeah, I haven't tried watching anything crazy yet. I watched The Shining and I watched Crank and I watched like 10 minutes of that Prometheus movie.
It's adorable that you say you haven't tried to watch anything crazy on it, but your first two films are Crank and The Shining.
Well, I mean, like stuff that would look like a video game, like any of that fangled stuff, the newfangled types. But Prometheus looked a lot better, and maybe that is the best movie of all time after all, because it was really pretty.
You're just, how shallow. Just them looks. We talked so much crap about that movie, now you're falling back because you're like, well, it looks so nice.
It's so good looking. I don't know. Who cares about all the stupid crap? Who cares if they say that Jesus was an alien in that movie? It looks pretty.
It's like a star quarterback at your high school. I'll let him get away with it. So he touched a girl. Forget it.
You can call me Steubenville. That's my new name.
Steubenville Bowman.
Speaking of Steubenville, I'm enjoying a concoction that I feel that I made up. It's vodka and it's Gatorade. And it's something I drink from time to time. I think it tastes good. I've come to calling it a Hito Turkaloo. Because he's a guy who plays basketball, so he needs Gatorade to stay hydrated, to make the layups, and to assist. And he's also a guy who really likes to party and get drunk. So I call it a Hito Turkaloo.
I remember that this was actually called Vaderade, vodka and Gatorade, which implies, like, I don't know, a Star Wars connection or a late 90s World Wrestling Federation wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's as clever as the Turkoglu name. Hedo Turkoglu?
Hedo Turkoglu.
You said this guy got benched for partying, yes?
Yeah, but that is something that happened.
He is Andrew W.K. within basketball, right?
Yeah, if Andrew W.K. was, like, really good at, like, dropping dimes, then that would be him. And that, I don't mean, like, ratting people out. I mean, assisting players on making shots, getting them open and stuff.
Oh.
Although maybe he does rat people out, too.
He's a filthy rat who likes to party.
We hear you like to talk.
Well, I got some sour grapes, friend. Because apparently there's a rumor that's been escalating. This it seems to be a urban legend of sorts, but let me run this by you. On Snopes.com, there's a message board post where someone claims that someone told me that if you drink Gatorade and vodka, you could get alcohol poisoning because the Gatorade rehydrates you faster than the alcohol dehydrates you, causing you to die of alcohol poisoning.
Well.
So not only do you just get alcohol poisoning, but you die from it as well.
So this is death?
Apparently. Death by Vaderade. Death by Hedo Turkoglu.
Yeah. That voice was our new producer, or our filling-in producer, our interim producer, Hiro Matsuda, by the way. He's here.
Are you doing better than last week, Hiro?
Hey.
Yeah, that's a start.
I am myself.
This is going nowhere, but it's good to have you here.
I feel awkward and uneasy.
I can tell. Just please calm down.
This feels wrong.
It probably is. But Parker likes to have producers on the show. I think that most of them are creeps. And I want to be pally around with you, but I'm having a really rough time with it. So just pardon me, okay? I'll make the effort.
Yeah. Get back to producing here, Matsuda. You're a weirdo. Nobody likes you. Yeah. Yeah, I guess most of our producers have been kind of creeps. I like Muhammad a lot, but he had some stuff to do. He said he couldn't make it in this week. He's on the East Coast doing something.
Right on.
Anywho, so this can kill me, you're saying, this drink that I enjoy drinking.
Well, this Snopes message board post seems to think that you can get alcohol poisoning and cause you to die of alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're being poisoned by alcohol right now?
Well,
would you be able to tell?
Alcohol is poison, so I guess a little. But I would assume that you would need to drink enough of it to actually be alcohol poisoned. And I don't drink that much, so. I mean, I assume that he just doesn't mean, like, you take one sip and somehow the chemicals form a mixture that can give you alcohol poisoning more so than any other mixture in the world.
I think it's just that it's like the, what is it? What was that? The Four Loko drink. I mean, it's the idea that you're being fooled or duped into thinking that you can keep drinking when usually, like, getting blackout drunk will be the first thing to tell you that, hey, you should stop drinking.
Yeah, actually, Hiro Matsuda, he's a guy who really enjoys Four Loko. When they announced that they weren't going to be selling it anymore, he stocked up, and he's wasted on Four Loko right now.
I'm so fucked up.
Man, okay, well, that explains a bit more.
Yeah.
Is he going to be okay?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's laying on the ground now. I've got him mic'd up laying on the ground, but he's not doing a very good job producing.
Yeah, I was going to say, not very producerly. But, you know, at least there's some explanation for this week.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I hope I don't die from this. But, you know, like I said, I don't drink too much. I'm an old man these days. Anything
How
more than
old are you? Okay, never mind.
I'm so old that when my mother-in-law sits around the house, she really sits around the house.
Nailed it.
Yeah, anything more than, like, a single glass of wine, and I get the vapors, and I had to sit down for a while.
I like when you say you get the vapors.
I'm not sure if that applies. I'm not sure exactly what that means, to get the vapors, but what are you gonna do?
I don't know. Not get the vapors as much.
Yeah.
Well, what else have you been up to this week?
Well, I've been having some troubles with my phone. I got a new phone number recently.
Yeah? Do you want to announce it to all of our listeners?
I do. It's 901, and I don't remember after that. Anytime anybody asks me for it, like when I call for pizza, I have to like look inside my phone to get it. It's very embarrassing.
I know that feel.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Been a while to have to remember numbers. Everything's so easy these days.
Yeah, I know. And it's really upsetting because I had my old cell phone number from like the time that cell phones like were first invented, pretty much. I had it from
1800s,
like,
yes.
Yeah. I had it from like 2002 until last year. And it was a lot of fun. It was a really good number, really easy to remember. It was, I don't remember what it was anymore. But the last four digits were 9693. 304-9693? Something like that. But 9693, it's all there in a row on the right-hand side. It's easy to remember. It's easy to just push those little buttons on the right side. I don't know what this phone number is. But ever since I changed it, I've been getting like text messages from people who like want me to help them do homework. And one lady, and a lot of people who want me to sell them oranges for some reason. And this one person like texted me and they're like, hey, you want to get together in the student union and do some homework? And I was like, no, you know, I'm not in your class. You got the wrong number. And they're like, okay. And then 20 minutes later, they're like, hey, what do you know about biology? Can you help me with this homework? And I didn't get back to them. But I guess maybe I should have. Maybe I should have met them in the student union. Biology is very important.
This is funny you bring this up because about a month or two ago, they mentioned that I got this bizarre unknown number text like in the middle of the night on Friday.
Mm-mm.
I didn't tell you about this. Okay. I get this late night text and it says, hey, are we going to meet up for pizza or what? And I'm like, well, this doesn't sound like me because at that time I wasn't eating pizza. I finally had the best pizza of my life recently, but this was before then. So I wasn't eating pizza. Like, no, fuck no, I'm not going to eat pizza. This is odd. And it was a 901 number. Well, no, it wasn't 901. It was actually out of like San Francisco area. It was like, shit. I know people in San Francisco, but they do not know my number. So I tell them like, sorry, I think you have the wrong number. You may want to send this text to whoever it is you're trying to reach. Sorry about that. And they texted back and they said, seriously? You're just going to do that? All right, well, enjoy the rest of your life. So it's like this person gave up. And then 2 weeks later, I get another message from the same person saying, I can't believe how cold and heartless you are. You're a real bastard. And I sent this, like, you know, very polite email or text message back saying, hey, really sorry that you're not reaching the person you want to, but you have the wrong number. And judging by your phone, it's a number out of San Francisco. Mine is obviously out of Ohio. And whoever it is that you met from Ohio, you know, I promise it's not the norm, but you're in San Francisco, so get out and enjoy yourself. Whoever it is you're trying to contact sounds like they're being a jerk anyway. And then I get a text back, and it's Shelby from Logical Contraption. He got my number from an email. So
that's Shelby Cobras. He's a real prankster.
He was a real prankster, but I charmed him, I think. I charmed him out of pranking me further because I was so polite. And then we just sent meme jokes back to each other.
Yeah, that's like way too polite. Like here's one that I got. Somebody texted me from an unknown number. They said, what up? And I replied with, how you doing, liver lips? That's how I respond to these sorts of things. But I like your niceties. You're very nice.
Yeah, I like liver lips, though, too. And that's the charm of it. Like, you think I'm too nice, and I think you're too jokey and funny. Liver lips. I remember that was a Jonoism, right? That was a you in Jonoism.
Yeah, well, I used to call people liver lips a lot because in, like, 6th or 7th grade or something, I had a Jerky Boys album, and they used to call people liver lips, and I thought it was really funny, and I still do.
Yeah. It's a good coupling of words.
Yeah, I think it's good. It's got that alliteration.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I've been getting these text messages all the time, like once or twice a day, and it says, let me see if I can find one. Now that I'm looking, I bet I won't be able to get one. And it's not from a number. It's from, like, all these random letters. And it says, you'll have a new mail today at your P.O. box. Come and get it. And I've been getting these, you know, once or twice a day for, you know, 4 or 5 months, however long I've had my new number. And it's enraging because I have to pay for them. And I'm not a man that talks to a lot of people. So I get a very limited number of text messages. And it seems like half of them now are going towards this stupid thing. So I emailed the post office. And I said, hey, I'm getting these stupid things. How do I get off the stupid list? And here's the response I got from the post office. This shitty, shitty post office that I always complain about. It says, Parker, I apologize for the frustration this has caused you. The person who had the number before you must have signed up for our email texting when mail is in their P.O. box. Until this person goes to the post office to change the phone number, there's nothing we can do.
Well, sure there is, but yeah, they're not going to do it for you.
Yeah. They say, I wish there was something we could do to help you. And can you guess this person, this lady? I'll give you that. There's a lady who sent this who works at the post office. Can you guess her name? It's a very post office-y name.
Ethel?
Close. It's Peggy.
Peggy. I like that.
It almost sounds fake. So, yeah, so there's that. I'm just getting hundreds of text messages a month from the post office, and they can't do anything about it. So I'm probably going to have to get a new number because the post office can't get into their stupid little computers and type it out with their fat little fingers that Parker Bowman doesn't want to get their stupid text messages.
Can you do it through the phone company? Ask them to block something for you.
Yeah, that's what this person said. They go on to say, I suggest you get in touch with your service provider and block the text message number. But like I said, it's not coming from a number. If you look at the phone number it's coming from, it's PRVS=4826. So I don't know how I'm going to block that number.
PRVS 289-4826.
=289.
=289.
Yeah, that's not even on a phone. I'm not going to be able to find that. That's not on a touch tone. Certainly not on a rotary, which I'm sure that's all they have at the post office is rotary phones. So, look forward to a new mass text messaging to all my 7 friends where I give them my new phone number.
All right, I'll keep an eye out for it.
Please keep an eye out.
You are now tuned into the Pod Awful channel. PodAwful.net.
So that's what I've been doing. It's been enraging. I've been enraged. I've been getting heated.
I can hear it. Mm-hmm. I hear your heatedness.
I'm so
let
heated.
It flow through you.
How about you? You been getting heated at all?
A little bit, but I had an interesting experience on Sunday.
What happened? Did you get heated on Sunday?
No, I had fun. I went to my first Guar concert on Sunday.
Oh, that's delightful. I wish I had some sort of music cue to launch into this. Some sort of now it's time for Guar chat segment thing, but I don't have that.
We can probably put some bed music under it in a post. I'm going to call it post.
Yeah.
Post cereal.
Post office.
Yeah, post office. Which, just rotary phones click-clacking in the background.
Yeah, which means which means that in 7 more episodes, we'll get around to putting the Guar music in as bed music.
There's nothing I can do. I can't talk about Guar too much. It's out of my hands.
We're going to have to wait for the person who previously saw Guar to come in and change their information.
It would be you.
Yeah.
The previous one. You and Mr. Unstable, like a long time ago, were swapping Guar stories. And, I mean, I'd always heard them through you. Like, not like I was channeling you and I'm like, you know, at a Ouija board. Let me hear Guar. I would remember you playing them during, like, PPR. At the radio station, when it was you and Jono doing like Safe Harbor Hours, and that was about the most I had heard of Guar outside like Beavis and Butthead. But then last week, I think I told you like I was having trouble sleeping, and I got up at a weird time. There was this weird cable channel called AXS. They had a live performance from the most recent tour. It was just like from last week in Colorado. And it looked like a lot of fun. Like, I hadn't seen any concert footage of them. It's like, oh, it looks pretty interesting. And they had to reschedule in Little Rock, and they came around. So I made it out there. And I wore the Saved by the Bell shirt from Hide the Bodies at htpkicksass.com.
So soft.
So soft. Now it's so red because that venue was so small and everything was so compact and all the blood just, yeah. The blood was a few inches deep on the floor. It was nice. It was gushy.
That sounds good. That sounds like a fun time.
I was drenched.
You had a lot of fun then.
Yeah, I had a great time. It was a lot of fun. Very funny too. I didn't realize it was going to be so funny.
Yeah, it's always a good time. Who did they kill that was notable? Any good celebrities?
Well, they killed Jesus twice. Nice. They killed Jesus the second time on the cross, and then they did it again on a cyborg version. It was this thing about, like, fighting God was the theme.
Oh, yeah.
And they knocked off Barack Obama's head. And I think that was it. Hitler. They killed Hitler.
Gotta kill Hitler.
Yeah. Comes out that swastika. It's a mess. You have to rip his face off.
You got to. There's no choice.
You got to. That was really it. Like, I saw some past show footage, and it was, don't remember anything else that was of note. It was just, like, any excuse to have blood gush out. It was fun. I got hit in the face a lot with the cannon. That's how close I was. It was, like, getting pummeled in the face. I'm still cleaning blood out of my ears.
Nice.
Like, 3 days later.
That's how you know you had fun.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Yeah, I haven't seen those guys in a good while. I saw them at a place in, like, Wapakoneta or Toledo or, like, some tiny little town. Not Toledo. Even smaller than Toledo. Some tiny little town in Ohio I saw them at. And it was, like, such a small place. It was, like, the size of... I'm trying to think of some universally known reference point, but all I can think of is Elbows. It was about the size of Elbows in Dayton.
Yeah. Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm sure my listeners will, too. listeners. That's, our listeners.
Well, my listeners knew what you were talking about. Or my listeners didn't know, but your listeners did.
You're probably true, yeah.
So, yeah, it was like this tiny little place. Like, the kind of place where you would go and see, like, four young white guys play acoustic guitars and drink coffee.
Yeah.
Basically. I mean, like, maybe a little bit bigger. There was, like, an upstairs, too. It was, like, that size, but there was an upstairs as well. And... that was nuts. And that was the second to last time I've seen them. And I think I can't see them anymore because that was so awesome that any time I see them now is, like, not going to be as good. They only play Los Angeles and San Francisco now. And I got used to seeing them in, like, tiny places like that. Like, and even, like, places that aren't tiny, but places that are little, like in Cincinnati and Columbus. So I would probably be, like, one of a million people if I went to go see them in L.A. now, so... Also, I'm very old, and it's hard to see metal when you're old.
It wasn't that hard, man.
Well, I'm older than you. I'm older than you.
Put your heels and believe.
I'm so much older than you, though.
Not much. What, two years?
Something like that. And I got this beard.
Yeah, that's pretty metal. You'll get cred and respect, and you'll get a lot of blood and jism in there.
You're right. I should go see those guys.
Yeah. What's it gonna hurt?
You're right.
Honestly.
One time. On episode 32 of Junk Food Dinner, we interviewed that guy, Odorous Urungus of Guar. Or 33. 32 or 33. So, if you're into this sort of thing, not you specifically, but listeners, as I'm sure you've already heard it, you've listened to every episode of Junk Food Dinner, right, Mr. Frisbee?
Oh, yeah. All the eps, all the choice nugs are there. it's good stuff.
You got that right.
I just love the way you talk about movies.
I like that. I wish that was a review on iTunes.
I'm going to make that. Make it so.
These
I love the way these guys talk about. Oh, man. The way they talk about movies. So hard. That's it.
I would enjoy that.
4.5 stars.
Or just like
hands down the best movie talk podcast that talks about movies.
Yeah. Or just like something very factual. Like just these guys talk about movies. Sentence end.
These are three guys in different parts of the country, and they talk about movies good. I didn't listen to maybe I did. It's been a while. You interviewed him a couple of years ago. It's hard to say that, but it's weird to say that. Yeah, you guys have been on that long. We're like, back in the day.
Back in the olden days.
Lead singer Gwar.
Yeah.
But I watched a couple interviews with him. I think I listened to that one because it was just bizarre as it was. And, well, with Dave Brocky. I watched interviews with Dave Brocky, not with Odorous Arungus. So, him talking about, like, how it started and everything. This was within the past couple months. I didn't realize the guy was, like, a Canadian citizen. He's got a alien visa. Yeah. Like Horatio Sands.
And like yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, just like me. I'm part Canadian, and you can't let it go.
I'll never forget.
Never forget.
This is Jason Frisbee's 9/11. Or I guess it would be my 9/11, the day I learned Jason Frisbee had Canadian relatives.
You walked in on me eating poutine. You were disgusted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, what the hell did you do to those fries? Made them delicious, then you vomited.
Yeah, and smoke started coming out of my ears, and then I collapsed.
It made that tea kettle sound.
Yeah.
It's like, doot.
And
your face went flush, like a red line that permeated red for your face came up.
And I imploded.
You did. And now you're here. Yeah. And you still resent me for like a quarter of my Canadian heritage.
Yeah.
Whatever.
13 years later, I'm starting to finally rebuild.
We can rebuild. We can finally feel safe again.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I had a good time. And good guy Greg should know that. That Saved by the Bell shirt went from white to deep red with some green spots. It is a huge mess now.
It went to Simply Red, the band.
Yes. Yeah, it did. Yeah. Went to Red Squadron from Star Wars.
I always loved those Red Squadron guys. Me and my friend Tom, we would watch the Star Wars back in the day, and we would like go nuts for Porkins because he was like a big fat guy who like was
I love Porkins. Yeah, man.
Yeah, like we thought we were the only two guys. Like we thought we discovered this stupid fat guy who dies and does nothing in the whole movie except for die and be fat. And we just loved him. And then when the internet came out, we realized that everybody loved this son of a bitch. And then, I don't know, I got mixed feelings about it. I don't know if I feel upset that Porkins doesn't just belong to us, or if I should embrace the community that supports Porkins.
Now, you have to embrace the community. You can just love the fact that there's a guy named Porkins who bites it really early in that attack.
Well, I do want to be well-liked in the community. We know this to be true.
Right? Yeah, this is absolutely true. Yeah, that scene with Porkins, the fat Red Squadron pilot who bites it really early, that is before like any viral videos of overweight guys trying to skateboard. But it's basically the same thing.
Yeah, one time I saw a video, actually it was a GIF, I guess, of like this really fat guy like kind of like trying to jump down from like, you know, the first floor of like a staircase, you know, down to the ground level. And he was very fat, so when he jumped, like, his entire body, like, just collapsed like an accordion under him as he landed. That's probably one of my favorite things I've ever seen on the internet.
That's disgusting.
It was terrible.
It's very, like, Warner Brothers cartoony, you know?
Yeah, it ended up like that kill in Jason Part 6. You know that part where, like, near the end when Jason collapses that cop in half backwards? It was like that.
It was bizarre. Gah. Yeah, I was thinking about that Louisville leg break from got like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
That Chris Wade? Chris Ware.
I don't know his name. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sad to say that I didn't have my HD TV at the time. Oh. So.
Well, you would have been sorely disappointed because it was a far and away shot. Like once they realized what they were filming, they're like, oh, let's cut to the rafters. So I just had like a distance shot and you couldn't see anything. I didn't know what happened, actually. I just turned to it as like it was the moments directly after. The announcers weren't talking. Like everybody was still in shock from this weird, horrifying thing that just kind of happened out of nowhere. I had to go to Twitter to figure out what the hell happened. Because like no one was reporting it. The news could not keep up with Twitter. This is the state of affairs we live in.
Yeah.
What happened, print journalism? Come on.
Well, that's what the news has been doing a lot of lately. Like, I understand why these guys shied away from showing bones sticking out of people and stuff, but there's also that newspaper that after, like, the Boston stuff happened, like, they took a photo of, like, the carnage, and, like, they photoshopped it to make it look like everybody still had their limbs and stuff, which is, like, pretty weird.
People, like, screaming at their still-present legs.
Yeah. Ah! Yeah, yeah.
Why, like, is this happening?
They photoshopped it to look like the people who were screaming were just opening their mouths really wide to, like, ingest ice cream and stuff and candies.
It's like a hot dog sticking out of a guy's face.
Mm-hmm.
That's entirely disrespectful. Like, why would you... I didn't hear about this, but that sounds terrible.
Yeah, it's awful. It's just the worst way to, like, to just trivialize somebody's, like, tragedy. Is to be like, oh, yeah, no, it's not that tragic after all. This guy's, he's got plenty of legs. Whatever's good.
He's got too many of them. He's sick with legs.
Yeah. Yeah. They photoshopped extra legs onto a couple of people just to show how okay everything was.
Super all right.
Yeah. This is not so much a tragedy that this guy... This is so not a tragedy that this guy still has, like, four legs. That's how well we're doing in America. We got extra legs.
They, like, Photoshop frowns upside down. So it's this weird, like, malformed face of an upside down smile, of an upside down frown. Anyway, nothing screams go to the internet more than something like that, than shoddy journalism.
Mm-hmm. It was weird to see all those unrealistic photoshops. Don't you agree, Hiro Matsuda?
But where is my reality?
I know.
Yeah.
With today's, you know, you're not fooling, Hiro Matsuda. With today's media, where is the reality, you know?
That was pretty prophetic for somebody wasted on Four Loko.
He gets very philosophical when he's drunk.
This is David Lieberhart from Tim and Eric and the David Lieberhart Band, inviting you to join all your goofy pals and buddies on Logical Contraction Radio. The show is about the dark side of pop culture, conspire theories and snacks, with celebrities guest star up as the Voo-Voo-Zoo. That Logical Contraction Radio, every Sunday, 6 all the way to 8 p.m., 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, RadioValencia.pm, and on iTunes.
Well, anyway, back to this Louisville thing. That kid broke his leg, and then when you see the picture of it, you're like, oh, and when you see the video of it, where all he did is just kind of land on his right leg with momentum going to the back, and then just sort of, like, pivoting on it and snapping the shin and, like, having the shin, like, go through. It's really bizarre. Or however that happened. But the thing is, people were up in arms about that. That was an opener of a viral video on Tosh.0, like, last year. There's a kid who's skateboarding. You mentioned, like, that fat guy jumping down and becoming an accordion. And there's a video of, like, a kid trying to skateboard off a loading dock. You know, like, how loading docks are about 10 feet off the ground. Or, like, it's, like, a 10-foot raise or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or not that high. Anyway, this kid, like, launches off his skateboard. Skateboard goes out from underneath of him. He hits the ground. And his leg snaps in the very same fashion. Bones sticking out and everything. That's the opening of Tosh.0. Still made it to air. But no one's showing this kid, like, with his leg bones sticking out.
Yeah, well, maybe Tosh will show it in a couple of years. When everybody cools off.
From being so heated.
Yeah, from being so heated, then Tosh will show it. Yeah, there used to be this MTV show called Scarred that I would watch sometimes, or try to watch. And, like, I'm not a man that, like, gets easily squeamish about these sorts of things, you know? Like, I'm a guy who's seen a Serbian film, like, 4 times in my life, and, you know, I, like, peruse 4chan looking for, like, the most gruesome leg breaks and stuff. But that show showed, like, the worst of the worst stuff. Like, every episode was, like, dudes who would, like, miss, like, some sort of grind, kickflip, McTwist, or, you know, guys who, like, didn't have their trans pins minimalized properly on their skateboards.
Right? So, you sound like a pro. You've played a lot of Tony Hawk's.
Yeah, you got that right. I used to skate with him in Humboldt County. And,
collect those letters, dude.
So, like, guys would, you know, hurt themselves doing these things. Yeah. And, like, every single segment was a dude, like, who would, like, be missing fingers, like, afterwards, like, these mangled fingers with bones sticking out, or, like, dudes with, who would, like, raise up their, jean shorts to reveal, you know, an exposed, kneecap or something. It was just the most insane show. And it was hosted by the dude from Papa Roach, which shows you how extreme it was.
Yeah, that's pretty extreme.
He's so extreme.
That's that is all disgusting. I don't remember that show. I can't imagine watching it. It reminds me of you mentioned 4chan, but Something Awful. Remember, like, back in the day, Something Awful was the place to go for photo image boards, and it'd be like autopsy photos and all that weird crap.
Yeah, Something Awful was the place to go for everything on the internet
for a while. It was real gross.
Yeah.
But yeah, speaking of news, I got heated this past week because that Boston bombing thing happened. And then, like I was mentioning, I just got all my information online, news sources that were updating, like people who have their shit together, publications have their shit together. And, I just thought I'd give like local news a shot. So I'm getting ready on Tuesday morning to go to work and I'm eating breakfast. I'm like, okay, what do they have to say about it? Local news is like, it's just a real tragedy, and it's our thoughts and prayers go out to people of Boston. And now, because I think we need this. Here's a dog, sledding on a hill. I'm like, this is the fucking news. So I got real heated about this, and I basically told everybody I met throughout the day about it. I'm like, hey, I was watching the news for Boston updates. Guess what I saw? A dog who sleds down the hill and then drags the sled back up and tries to do it again. Isn't that what you wanted? Like, that's what you want when you're looking for Boston, like a national tragedy. That's the update you're looking for. Sledding dogs.
Well, was it a Boston Terrier that did it?
No, it was like a black lab.
Oh, so this is completely unrelated.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. At least get the city namesake in there somehow.
Yeah.
And they introduced it glumly, like, well, here's a dog sweating. hope this cheers you up. Oh, we're the news. Please cheer up today. It's like, there's outlets for cute animals, you know? You can just go online again. Go anywhere. There's tumblers filled with animals sledding. Filled with cats standing on their hind legs like a human. Like a couple of Rory Calhouns. So...
Well, maybe we should let's take old pictures of atrocities, like the Kent State shooting, that picture, I think it was like from Vietnam, where like that dude's about to get shot in the face, that little naked girl running from the napalm. Let's take all those images, the guy with the broken leg, the college basketball guy, and let's insert cute animal pictures into them.
What I'd like to do, I like where you're going with this, what I'd like to do is just create a video file of that, where it starts off with like a horrifying tragic image, or it'd be like a, yeah, like napalm bombing, and then like a stamp appears and this horn sounds, it's like depressing, and then all we hear is like the Jingle Dogs soundtrack of like dogs barking Christmas music, and then it'll be like a dog sledding, and then that's the soundtrack for it. So then it cuts to another tragedy, and that kid with the broken leg, depressing, and then it's just like a cat standing up and falling down or something. Or like a dog falls asleep on the edge of something and falls on the ground. Yeah.
That would be classic. I love when dogs fall asleep and fall down.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, get a better spot, buddy.
Well, yeah. Well, all right. Well, tonight I'm starting a Tumblr for these pictures of atrocities with cute kittens and stuff attached. Monkeys. Stuff like that.
That's one of the other things. I finally got into Tumblr, but in a really odd way that I didn't expect.
Is it because,
you know, I was pretty heated about Tumblr like almost a year ago.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this whole podcast has been about how much we're heated at Tumblr.
Yeah. Well, I found a Tumblr called specifically Dumb Running Sonic, as in Sonic the Hedgehog. That's pretty great. It's just stupid GIFs that loop of animators who've drawn Sonic in really unappealing ways, like, you know, running with one foot, running with his butt, running with his nose. There's this really ridiculous marionette Sonic that isn't running. It's just kind of dangling there while the background flows around behind him.
That sounds pretty good. I think I've seen GIFs of this. Yeah, I think I've seen a few of those. Just floating around. I don't think I'm following that guy. I saw another prolapsed anus that was smoking a cigarette, though, on Tumblr. So that was
something. You hear that, Mike Dick? Listen up.
Yeah, Mike
prolapsed
Dick.
Prolapsed anus talk.
How heated does that make you? Mike Dick told me I was going to be heated listening to the new kissing contest. So now I'm full of heated anxiety.
Well, you're prepping it. Because now you're making him heated, I'm sure.
He's going to be so heated when he hears about that anus.
So tell me more about this disgusting thing you saw.
No, that was about it, really. It's smoking. Again, the second one I've seen, a totally different one.
God, the life you live. The second one you've seen.
I know. I want that on my tombstone.
I saw two prolapsed smoking anuses. It was time to die.
Yeah, two different ones. In small letters underneath. I want to stress that it was two different anuses at two different times.
I hope it's phrased in that way. Not like they were unique or unique from each other, but it's like two different ones. Like a little kid. I saw them and they were two different ones. God, that's funny.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to get to make my tombstone. Instead of going to the Old West guy, like from all those Clint Eastwood movies, I'm going to go to just some child.
That five-year-old startup. Mm-hmm. The one with the grave stand next to the lemonade stand.
Mm-hmm.
Lemonade, $2.50. Graves, $5. And the five is upside down or backwards or something dumb.
Something cute.
Yeah.
He, like, writes it out first in crayon, and then he engraves it. He's very professional. He does good engraving, though.
Does good work.
Yeah, he's got calluses. He works hard. He's a man that works hard.
What else? I saw that movie Spring Breakers.
Oh, how was that?
It was good. It was actually really enjoyable. That Harmony Korine guy, I don't know so much about him. He seems like a self-centered, a fevered ego. And that Gummo movie about Xenia, mm-hmm. when it's not in Xenia, doesn't look anything like Xenia. It's kind of shitty. Yeah. I can go back and watch it, but, you know, stings a little. I think that you would try to make fun of Xenia that way. Even though I don't really care about Xenia.
I care about Xenia.
You do?
Yeah, I worked there, so I care. I care a great deal. But I've never seen that movie. I heard that movie was banned in the town. Like, you couldn't buy it at the Walmarts there or, like, rent it at Blockbuster, but I never found any, like, proof of that, but I did go to the Blockbuster there, and they didn't have it in stock, so maybe it's true.
Maybe, but you won't be able to tell now, because there's no Blockbusters anywhere.
Yeah.
But, yeah, James Franco's in it, Selena Gomez is in it. I didn't know it was her, I didn't know who she was, and then I read some review about it, I was like, oh, so that's Selena Gomez. And, yeah, it was really good all around. It's done in this kind of weird dreamlike fashion, but it works. And all the girls are badasses in it. In a very, like, self-empowered, non-victimized sort of way. That they party hard, and Destiny on Badland Girls talked about it more succinctly than I can, but yeah, I would say it's a fairly pro-feminist film in some regards. And yeah, just a really, really tight story, really interesting shots, like, all around. Do you know much about it?
No, I hear that it's good. It was playing in the town next to my town. That's, like, 20 minutes away. And I wanted to go see it, but the wife is very opposed to movies for some reason lately. I don't know what it is. I think The Wizard of Oz really soured her on seeing movies.
That James Franco Oz?
That goddamn James Franco.
He's good in this film, though.
Well,
Breakers. Like he plays a rapper who identifies himself as an alien. So it reminds me of Mr. Unstable.
Hey, yeah.
That's what he does.
Yeah, what a ripoff.
Yeah, but Mr. Unstable, I would say, is more articulate and cooler than James Franco's guy.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. There's a part where he's at a piano that's outside because he's baller like that. mm-hmm. he's playing around, and the girls are like, play us a sweet song. So he plays a Britney Spears song.
That's cute. Does he sexually identify as an alien?
No. And he has very real human sex in the film.
My friend Mark Fredo, God rest his soul, he sexually identified himself as a surfer, which is...
What does that mean?
I don't know. It was something that we talked about on Junk Food Dinner once, but I don't think it was like actually on the show. I think it got cut or was like in between segments or something, but it was very funny. He sexually identified as a surfer. Who wouldn't?
I don't know. What, do you sexually identify yourself as anything? Or like a trope?
Yeah, like, well, not a surfer, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe like a bungee jumper. That's how I sexually identify.
I would probably sexually identify myself as Rick Moranis' character from Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Like really, really Weasley, like just kind of like, oh, I'm having a party tonight. There's going to be karaoke. And then I turn into a hell beast.
Yeah, well.
And just run around town.
Well, I really support your decision. Well, not your decision. What you were born with here to sexually identify as Rick Moranis from Ghostbusters. So when we get done with the show, I'm going to change my Facebook picture to an equal sign with Rick Moranis' face.
Thank you.
To support you.
Finally, my day has come.
We're going to get you your equal rights, man.
Thanks, dude.
It's coming. A new day. The times are a-changing for you, Mr. Frisbee.
Appreciating.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that movie, Spring Breakers. There was only one showing of it within this entire goddamn city. It was at 10:05 at night at one theater that's like miles and miles out. So that was a pain in the ass. I was actually watching a sketch comedy troupe called Red Octopus that was really quite funny, like live comedy. I didn't really expect it to be as funny as it was, and it was. It surpassed my expectations. But it was a two-hour show with an intermission, so I had to leave to catch this fucking film that only had one, like, showtime. It was a real pain in the butthole.
Yeah, who can watch sketch comedy for 2 hours?
Yeah, it's a lot. Seems like a lot to take in.
Yeah, I think when we went to the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, it was like a 45-minute show. Like, that's the most sketch comedy anybody can take.
Right? That's what I thought as well. I mean, it's kind of like overload.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, you know, I'm already laughed out. I don't need to see any more of this.
Yeah. Which, as evidenced by the fact that Saturday Night Live is basically over after Weekend Update at the halfway mark.
Right? Yeah.
That's when they backload all their, like, crummy sketches with the crummy guy. I was trying to think of a person who's crummy on Saturday Night Live, but I don't watch it, so whoever the crummiest guy is, he's always at the end.
Yeah, that's still pretty accurate, sadly.
Daryl Hammond.
That was it. I ran into those comedy dudes later on in the week. I went to go see this showing of The Jerk at a bar, that pizza bar, actually. They had beer floats, Parker. Beer with ice cream in it.
That sounds wild.
Yeah, and it's not that far off from root beer floats. So at first I was like, ugh, beer floats. And I'm like, oh, yeah, root beer floats. Duh. So.
What kind of beer was it? Was it like one of those fancy, like, flavored beers? Or were they just pouring, like, Budweisers in there?
No, it was like they brew their own stuff. So they had, like, an oatmeal stout. They had a, like, a Anchor Steam knockoff, kind of like this pale ale steam. And that had steam ice cream in it. I don't know how it was steam ice cream. It was steam vanilla. And oatmeal stout had like mint chocolate chip in it. That was actually really good. And what else? There was some like wheat beer that was kind of fruity that had a sorbet in it. That one I did not care for. But everything else was awesome.
That sounds good. I might try that. I don't know. Ever since I started drinking wine, I can't really drink beer. But if you're going to throw some ice cream in there...
Yeah?
You know, why not? That's really my feelings about pretty much anything.
Put some ice cream on it?
Yeah. Like, I'm deathly afraid of sour cream, as we know. But, you know, if you want to throw some Rocky Road in there, maybe I'll give it a try.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. But yeah, I ran into those sketch guys there. I went to get to watch the jerk with a friend. Then we met up with these sketch kids afterwards, and my friend outed me as having left early. And I had to explain myself that I had to watch this movie, which was apparently more important than catching their limited live show. So there you were.
I had to go see the Naked Girl movie. You guys must understand.
Please see it from my perspective.
I had to catch the latest showing of the Little Girl Naked movie.
And James Franco with a grill in his teeth and dreadlocks. You don't know it until you've seen it. But that was it. I had an action-packed couple of weeks.
Yeah, it sounds pretty crazy. I don't think I did anything that cool. I went to Days of the Dead, but we already talked about that. That happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. I watched The Last Stand with Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's a really good movie.
I'm not familiar with that one.
It's pretty good. It's his newest one.
He's like, I just have 5 days to retirement.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like, you're an American cop. Okay.
Yeah. Just directed by that guy who did I Saw the Devil, that Asian movie. He's like an Asian director.
Oh.
Fuck. You know what that means.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Well, I do just want to say that I haven't seen I Saw the Devil, but I hear it's very good.
All right. Well, that's all. That's the last I can hear from you, so...
All right. Well, I would like to say, since that's the end of the show, that you can find us at poolpartyradio.com. We've got all our episodes up there. We've got so much stuff. One thing that's new there is that you can subscribe to the Scrambled channel, which is part of the Pod Awful channel, the Pod Awful Network, the Pod Awful Podcasts Network channel. This is a thing where, you know, we're part of this network. It's us. It's Pod Awful. It's the Awful Flicks.
Bi-quarterly Women's Social Club.
Mm-hmm. You've been listening to those guys.
It's a really enjoyable show. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. Everybody should check it out with a bunch of different dudes on there. Chris and Max, the guy at the keys. We're checking out. Really fun stuff. Really funny dudes out of Canada, Parker. How do you feel now?
They're the good ones.
All right.
And Dazed and Convicted, I think, is also Canadian. So they're the other good ones. It's those guys on those podcasts and Mike Myers.
Yeah.
Those are the good ones. Gavin McInnes is good. That's really about it. Jim
Scott
Carrey?
Thompson.
Of course, Scott Thompson. So we all are part of this network, and we throw in some extra tidbits that were cut from our shows, or extra bonus stuff from our shows, into this Scrambled channel. And for a small fee, the tiniest fee, you can subscribe and you can get all this extra stuff. And so if you go to poolpartyradio.com, you can do that. If you want some hidden gems, the deepest cuts, the deepest pool party cuts. And it allows us to make a couple of dollars, a couple of little dollars for ourselves, so that we can buy tickets to go see the Little Naked Girl movies.
And get doused with blood at Quar.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what life's all about. That's all we're asking for.
Yeah. I need more Blu-rays now. I don't have Serenity.
Well, now that you have a Blu-ray player, you're obligated to call it Blue. Like, you get something on Blue. Just Blue for short. That's how Blake Sell does it.
Yeah, I've seen the kids do that on the internet. Well, I need to get that Terrorvision Blue, so...
There you go.
Please subscribe. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes for the normal, regular free show that we do weekly now. We do it every week again, every Friday, except for this one. This one is actually going to come out Saturday. I did not tell you that, Mr. Frisbee. But if you want to post this one on Saturday, since you're editing this week, because it was brought to my attention that this Friday is Senior Skip Day.
What?
Yeah, that we talked about on the Saved by the Bell episode. This Friday is Senior Skip Day, so you're supposed to post the episode, but you're going to have to skip out on it, I'm afraid.
I'm a senior and I'm skipping?
Yeah, Senior Skip Day. This is the day, this is the National Pool Party Holiday, one of the two National Pool Party holidays, along with Cranksgiving, where you know, you skip what you're doing, man. Senior skip day.
So it's your call, Preppy.
Whatever responsibility you have on Friday, you got to skip it. I'm supposed to be watching some junk food dinner movies. Skipping it. The Rotten Rantings guys actually asked me to come on their show Friday. Gotta skip it. I was going to work on this book I'm writing. Skipping it. Everything, all responsibilities you got, skip them. It's senior skip day. Have fun. Springtime.
Are you going to skip down the street?
No, that's too much work.
Ah, I gotcha. Skip that skipping.
Mm-hmm. I had it on my schedule, but too much responsibility with that skipping, so. Whatever you got going on Friday, man, call it off. And if anybody asks you why you're doing it, tell them it's because of us. And that it's okay.
This is very discouraging news. It's very discourage crew news. Discourage you from doing anything. Man. This is the pool party radio holiday.
Yeah, we're discouraging you from doing this stuff as part of the Discourage Crew. We need to get Discourage Crew tattoos.
That'd be cute. That mm-hmm. teddy bear waving his hand with the safety vest saying no.
Mm-hmm. I like that guy.
And it's good. Yeah, don't forget to give us 5-star reviews on iTunes, as that always helps on iTunes. It just, you know, pushes us closer and closer to that front page, which at this point, let's face it, we're not going to get to. But why not try? We like 5-star reviews. It makes us happy. But just don't do it on Friday for obvious reasons.
Yeah, if you could do it Thursday or Saturday, that would really help us.
Yeah, you can email us at poolpartyradio@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter at poolpartyradio or at finalparker and at Jason Frisbee. Listen to other Podcat Bro podcasts, Friends at Logical Contraption Radio, Acid Pop Cult, Badland Girls, Rotten Rantings, you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Junk Food Dinner. Kissing Contest. Unless they make me too heated on this new episode, then don't listen to Kissing Contest.
Of course.
Also, the Badland Girls. I think I have some sort of soul link with Rhea, because now every time I see something on Tumblr that's about Captain America, I always go, I wonder if Rhea has seen this. And then, like, I always think about showing it to her, like, on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, but I feel that if she had already seen it, like, that I would look stupid.
Yeah, you don't want to play anything out, man. I've walked down that lonely road where I'm like, hey, Badland Girls, check this out. And then one of them might just be like, oh, yeah, I've seen that. It's cute, though. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's like the most...
Is that okay face, you know?
Yeah, that's okay. Like the worst, the worst shame is to be like, have you seen these new Avengers deleted scenes with Captain America? And for somebody to be like, yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
And then they just hang up on you.
Yep. It's real embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's like showing up to prom and your date's like, oh, I got another date. But you look good. Thanks. And then your corsage wilts right in front of you.
Mm-hmm. You start going around. You start acting like Hiro Matsuda.
Yeah. Like a grade A creepo.
Mm-hmm.
I know my feelings were real.
Okay, that's good.
As I mentioned, Rotten Rantings, I was on the last two episodes in various chunks of time, so check those out at rottenrantings.com. We talked about The Toxic Avenger on one, which is a great film, a life-changing film, I would say, for me, and for a lot of people. A true classic.
Yes.
And we also talked about Poltergeist, which kind of sucked, and we talked about Mother's Day, the remake, on one of those.
It's traumatastic.
Yeah, a lot of trauma stuff going on these days. So check those out, rottenrantings.com. Check out Junk Food Dinner as well, because it's also about movies, and it's also good. Yeah, I guess that's about it. Remember to change your Facebook profile pictures to equal signs with Rick Moranis' face to support Frisbee and his sexuality. And we will be back in 1 week's time. So this is Parker for Hiro Matsuda and Razor Babes Frizz Babes saying thanks for having fun.
bad enough to make me cry. Strong enough to make me die.